hay feeding considerations. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Are there ways to cut down on your hay costs by using a different hay package or perhaps reducing your hay quality? We put that question to University of Nebraska Extension educator Monty Stauffer with Douglas Sarpy County Extension.
When we talk about small square bales, they're probably the most expensive form that you can purchase, but they are easy to handle. You don't have to have large tractors and equipment to handle your small bales. It does take some labor in the field to bring them in and get them stored in the shed, but you can put them in a small shed there. They're easy to feed. You can limit feed horses by feeding them a fourth of a bale or half a bale a day, but the disadvantages to a small square bale is they're really the most expensive kind of feed that you can feed them. When you get into the large square bales, those you must have a large equipment, large tractor to handle those, and you really can't let them set outside very long because your square bales, whether they're large or small square bales, really absorb and soak up that moisture a lot faster than a big round bale. Your big round bales are probably your cheapest to purchase by the ton, but the disadvantages to those is you do have to have a larger tractor or some equipment to move those things around because many of the acreages or the small farms don't have probably a tractor large enough to lift a 12 to 2,000-pound bale. But your large round bales, they do have a little bit more spoilage, but they are definitely a lot cheaper to purchase. The disadvantage is you really can't haul them very far on a truck. Your smaller square bales and your large square bales are a lot cheaper if you're going to haul them hundreds of miles.
As far as types of hay, Monty, are we able to maybe step down on quality to save a little money there?
I think we can. There's the grass hays and then the alfalfa hays. Now, most horses do not need to be fed the high-quality alfalfa hay year-round. You can feed your high-quality alfalfa, high-protein, high-vitamins, high-mineral, high-energy feeds to your colts, your lactating or late gestating mares, or your high-performance horses. But most horses now can really get along pretty good on just the average quality grass hay if their requirements are not real high and they're not riding them real hard or they're not growing. Even this time of year, this winter was great for grazing wetter pastures and crop residues. I have a bunch of horses and they really spend a lot of time out on cornfields and grazing the fence lines and the waterways and even eating a lot of shucks and husks and fed very little hay the last couple months.
Douglas Sarpy County, Nebraska Extension Educator Monty Stauffer. And that's Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Ag News for America.